This morning I come to bless you in the mighty name of Jesus, that this morning as you begin your services, just to be aware, and I know today you are celebrating, one year ever since the Lord sent me to Kiogong grounds in Bomet, when this country was caught up in an unbelievable drought, where wild animals had died, 2 million plus. There was no water. People who were living on the seventh floor were carrying one jerrycan of water, buying and climbing up with it, wondering whether they should use it for bathing or they should use it for washing the diapers of the children or bathing the children or drinking or cooking. The drought was unbelievable. And so the animals died, the crops, farmers were stuck with fertilizers, they could not go to the field with them. But now, this day, last year, the Lord sent me to Kiogong grounds, and you saw the historic wonder that happened there. And you also saw what happened in Ahmednagar, when I gave the prophecy 1 year and 8 months that I would open heaven over Ahmednagar, over the city in India upon arrival. And so you are really at an advantage to enter the kingdom of God Almighty, because the Lord is bringing me to bless you now in the mighty name of Jesus and to decree the authority of the eternal blood of Jesus over you. That blood of Jesus will raise you, raise your cripples, open the eyes of your blind, open the deaf ears of your deaf, and that blood of Jesus eternal, the Lord will use tremendously to be able to bring healing to the voiceless, those who cannot afford even to go to hospital. So, owing to this decree I'm making today, the cripples will get up and walk away from this point on towards Nakuru Menengai 6. And the blind eyes will pop open from this point on towards Nakuru Menengai 6. And the blind will see. And the deaf ears will pop open from this point on towards Nakuru Menengai 6. The mute tongues will be loosened towards Nakuru Menengai 6. And the tumors will dissolve. All diseases under the sun will obey the authority of the eternal blood of Jesus. I have made this decree at a very critical time when the Lord is speaking about using us to reveal the dimensions of eternity, as you had yesterday in that conversation. So this is such a time, the church is sitting at a pivotal time of visitation. And so I bless you, bless your families, I bless your churches. I know most of you are in joint services, celebration services. I've really blessed your services in the mighty name of Jesus. I've blessed your congregations, your health, your children, your provision, those who are righteous, holy, preaching, evangelizing in the streets, in the buses, in the hospitals, and everywhere. The Lord will now fend for you. The Lord will defend you. He will be your defender. Even those who are oppressed in other countries like China and India, these blessings will bring favor and authority and power to set you free from persecution. We are living in such a time, a very mighty, mighty time. And you see very clearly that that's at this hour what is happening in the clock, the spiritual clock of the Lord, which is Israel, the synonym of the events which happened when David went to Ziklag, when they came and took the children and the women away, and David had to fight back to follow them and bring the hostages. You see a repeat of that happening. The Amalekites still. So a very, very serious time in the life of the church when you can see that the Messiah is coming. This is when I've stepped forward today and stood before the Church of Christ under repentance and holiness globally, beginning with Kenya here, that cripples will get up and walk from this day on, moving towards the big meeting. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the mute will speak, the lame will walk, the paralytics will get up and walk, spinal cord injuries, broken bones, nerve conditions, people whose nerves were destroyed, cannot feel parts of their bodies. The Lord is coming with a tremendous fountain of the blood of Jesus that's going to flow over this land to towards the glorious revival meeting of the Lord. I have blessed you in the mighty name of Jesus. So it shall be. Amen.